Now that all the entries are in and the late-night TV battle, the networks are hoping to generate equal excitement over their new prime-time lineups. But TV critic David Bianculli isn't impressed.
A few years ago, I interviewed Randy Newman about a cable TV special he was doing, and we got talking about how TV was different when we were kids. I remember that now not only because it was a really goofy digression, but because Randy Newman admitted to something I can't stop thinking about at this time of year. He said that when he was a kid, he would wait each September for the fall preview issue of TV Guide and go through it very excitedly to find out what new shows would be on TV that year. In the 50s and 60s, that's the way it was. Even bad shows like My Mother the Car would stick around for a whole year and be replaced the next fall. So the fall season, which had been developed in the first place so the automobile industry could get a big advertising audience for its fall line of cars, was a big deal. At least to people like Randy Newman and me, who cared a lot about TV. But the other thing that Randy Newman said, with a laugh, was that he just couldn't imagine anyone getting that excited about the fall season anymore. And he's right. It's my job to get excited about the fall season, and even I can't get up the energy. There's something really wrong here. First of all, 1993 is a weak TV year. There are tons of family sitcoms, but almost no funny ones. The best of the bunch is Frasier, the Cheers spinoff that begins this Thursday. There aren't many new dramas, and the best of them is the unnecessarily controversial NYPD Blue, which I'll review next week. And one of the most enjoyable shows to watch this season is Pure Fantasy, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and it deserves a big up, up, and hooray. Clark Kent, played by Dean Cain, is a strong character for a change, even though he still phones his foster parents for help and advice.
Maybe it's a crazy idea, but Mom, how's your sewing machine? Is it still working?
I think so.
Well, I have a favor to ask. I think I need some kind of outfit.
Outfit?
Well, you know, like a disguise I could wear when things like that explosion happen. I could... Mom, I gotta go. Lois is here.
Oh, Lois again, huh?
But with more shows than ever premiering this year in primetime, that's a pretty short list. And shows are canceled after a few weeks if they don't make it in the ratings, or they're moved where no one can find them. A lot of the new fall shows have premiered already, even though the season doesn't begin officially until next Monday. And who can tell the difference between a summer series like Tall Hopes and a fall series like The Trouble with Larry, when both of them premiere on the same network the same night? What's most discouraging of all, most of the good shows, when they appear, last less than a season. So why should viewers seek out and get hooked on good new shows that probably won't be given a chance to grow? It's a good question. And right now, I don't think the networks have an answer, or even a clue.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.